Live from CSUN 2009, this is Michael Loft, and I caught up with Dan Brown here from Humanware. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
You're very welcome.
Well, I guess the big buzz, or at least my perception of the big buzz, is you got the new Victor 3.0 software coming out, as well as a new companion.
That's
Stream
correct.
Companion software. So why don't you talk about those two pieces first?
The Victor Reader Stream version 3 has several new features. I think the one that a lot of people are very excited about is when you have text that is in a file, you're able to now search that text. And basically what happens is most people are probably used to the go-to page key that's above number 1 on the numeric keypad. You press the go-to page key if you're in a text file, and eventually, if you continuously press it, it will say search. And what happens at that point is that the numeric keypad is similar to text messaging, is going to let you enter letters. So 2 becomes ABC, 3 becomes DEF, 4 is GHI, and so forth. So if we wanted to type in Dan, right, then we could do 3 would give us the D, 2 would give us the A, and a double press of the 6 would give us the N, because 6 is M-N-O. So, basically, you would type in the letters of the word that you're, or the phrase that you're looking for. 0 is space, by the way. And when you're done, you type pound, and the stream will jump to that particular point in the text where that phrase or that word appears. And you're able to start playing at that point.
Very good. Very awesome.
Another thing that we've done is that we're using the Nuance speech. There are two English synthesizers that are available for American English. There's Tom and Samantha. A lot of people like those, but they kind of switch back and forth. Sometimes they like Tom, sometimes they like Samantha. And previously it meant that you would have to download a different version of the Victor Stream software.
Right, and then load it back and forth.
And then load it back and forth, because you couldn't have both of them on the player at once. Well, that is no longer true. Now you're able to go into 7, which is your menu for playback and other options. And if you press 7 until you hear language, the first option there is TTS speech. And you can now cycle between either Tom or Samantha to select the one you want. So you go to the one you want, press pound, and then exit out by hitting star, and you switch to that synthesizer. No more downloading a different version.
Now you've added some capability for sorting your music, right?
We have, folders? Yeah. First thing that we've done that's just kind of nice as far as an easy-to-use feature, we've had random playback for a while, but now you can press number 9, and when you're listening to music, and then we'll basically go back and forth or toggle between random enabled and disabled. So those are the two modes there. The other thing that we've done that you mentioned is that we have multi-level folder support. And a lot of people like this because they want to organize their music. They want to have, let's say, jazz, rock, classical, all of those kind of stacked on top of one another. And then internal to those folders, they may have one folder for each artist. And then inside of that folder, they'll have several albums. So now you can navigate and have all of this folder directory tree structure, some people call it, supported just for better organization. And the really nice part is that you can actually sub-select like an individual folder or part of a folder and say, you know, I want to do random playback, but only in jazz or only in Genesis for rock, you know, so you can be very specific about what you want it to play back.
Yeah, and you get those customized playlists, so, right, people can shuffle up their collection there.
Absolutely. And Last thing we did, and a couple of people asked for this, they said, you know what, I like, you know, the upgrade process is simple. You just put it on the card, plug in the stream, and then turn it on, and it will upgrade it. But what we've done now is, the process hasn't changed, you upgrade it the same way, but if you no longer have to remove the file from the card, the next time after the upgrade, when you turn on the player, it senses that upgrade and it wipes it off the card. The only time that people might not like that is if they're upgrading several units.
Yeah, so you need to be mindful of
that. Yeah, if you're upgrading several units, just don't power it on with that same card in there again. Put it into the next unit you're upgrading.
But most of us can only afford one, so there you go. Now, let's talk about the companion. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
The companion software, I think basically what we've changed there is the ability to create folders and do your randomized playlist. So that's, you know, primarily on the companion software. It goes along with the new features on the stream.
Okay, I know there's support for the Bookshare, their new Zips,
yep.
Zips, right?
Yep, there's
okay.
On the Braille Note, yeah, if you're talking about Keysoft 8, we have two versions, actually, of Keysoft software that are now released. There's Keysoft 7.5 Build 31, which existing 7.5 users can take advantage of. It lets them basically, as you said, download the Bookshare content onto the Braille Note or Voice Note, unzip it or unpack it, and then play it from there. With Keysoft 8, it has that ability, but we've obviously are going to add several other features when it's released. We're projecting that probably by the end of this month or beginning of April, we will release Keysoft 8. And a lot of people are going to be excited because with that version, you have we have chat software, what we're going to call KeyChat, as part of the main menu. And it's using what's called the XMPP client that is currently now being used by Google Talk and iChat for their software. And this means that once you have an internet connection with your Braille Note and you've logged on to Google Talk or iChat, then you're able to hold a conversation with somebody else online.
Literally speak with them. That's cool.
Yeah. And I should also mention that there are other chat providers, AOL Instant Messenger, Yahoo, that are currently in discussions with Google to use the new XMPP protocol, because it's really, you know, a lot of chat providers have been using their own proprietary software, and we really see that changing in the future, so that everyone's going to start moving to a more standardized protocol.
Well, of course, Google's rolling out this new Google Voice,
yeah,
which is very exciting. And if they embed that somehow where you can make phone calls, that's going to be pretty amazing.
Exactly.
Anything else here?
Let's see. With Keysoft 8, I should also mention that if you are a fan of Sendero GPS, that you get a free 30-day trial with that. And so you're able to, you know, try out the full Sendero GPS software on the Braille Note. And see if you like it for 30 days, and then purchase it. We have now support for Audible.com books in the book reader. And so a lot of people will be excited that format is now supported in book reading. It's just a variation on a DAISY format, but we're excited that we're able to offer the Audible content. For PK users, I should also mention that the Eloquent Speech has now been added to the PK in version 8. Previously to this, Keynote Speech was all that was available on the PK.
Now, some people have asked for Eloquence on the Victor Stream, but I'm told that's not feasible or something?
We currently use the Nuance Speech because, you know, it's very small. It has a small footprint, and on the, you know, stream, we're dealing with a much more limited framework than we are on our note-taking devices like the Braille Note and the Trekker. So, there's no one to say that it's not possible for some future release, but as of right now, Nuance are the choices that we have for that.
Very good. Well, folks, check that out, humanware.com, and of course you have a number of distributors, right?
Yep, several dealers across the United States. Couple of other highlights from the show that I should mention. We have our Deafblind Communicator that is a new face-to-face solution that we've been talking about for a little while with people. So, that's if they have a dealer or a Humanware representative in their area, I encourage them to check that out if they work with hard of hearing populations. We're also just announcing several new low vision products. There's a SmartView Versa and the Versa Plus, and there are two new handheld products for low vision. The Versa Plus is exciting as a handheld product because you can also put music on that device. So, something new there.
What are your estimated release dates for those?
On your Versa products, I'm not sure on our release dates.
Very good. That's a fair enough answer.
Yeah.
Someone had asked me that question.
Yeah.
So,
and then our last big product that's that we're talking about that's for blindness users is Orator.
We're going to do a separate interview on that. But Orator is some very exciting technology. So if we're finished here, we'll move on to that. But Thanks, Dan. From CSUN 2009, this is Michael Law for SAMNet Radio, your station, your community.